What's going on, guys? Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope you're feeling great. Hope everyone in your life is doing great. I truly do hope that. Today's episode is about a couple who thought they were doing great, but ended up not. This couple were just arrested for robbing a man at gunpoint. How'd they do it? Well, the old-fashioned way. They set up a fake date on Tinder. Let's look into this story. This is crazy. So this all takes place in Phoenix, Arizona. His first guy's name is Jose Sandoval Jaquez. What a name. 32 years old, and his partner in crime is Crystal Holsey. She's 33. They stole a total of $3,000 from an unnamed victim. This unnamed victim, I believe, is some kind of celebrity or somebody with money. Anyway, they met him at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Phoenix. And I'll tell you why I think he is somebody famous. The pair pulled a gray pistol on him and forced him to drive to a nearby Chase ATM to take out $900 before making off with the loot. Think about that. I don't know about you. I ain't got no $900 in my account. I don't got $9 in my account. You put my card in the ATM, it's going to either laugh, the ATM's either going to laugh at you or keep the card, because the card is worth more than my account right now. True story. Facts. It is what it is. Anyway, so they also forced him, and this is why I think he's some kind of a celebrity. They also forced him to hand over his phone, ID cards, social media account information, and bank information. Total, they got away with is $3,000. Think about that. Who's like, give me the user, give me the password to a CJ Bronson show on Twitter? Like, who wants that? Ain't nobody want that? The phone, you want all that? I'm thinking that this guy had some kind of operation online where he's getting like royalties from YouTube or whatever, maybe some Discord money, and that's where this $3,000 came out of. Because you're not getting that from your bank account the same day, and these people are on the run. You're not doing no bank transfer. I'm thinking that's where they took it. They took it out of that account. They transferred it somewhere else or whatever. Maybe. Possibly. Anyway, so Jaquez and Halsey were finally brought to justice, though. But it wasn't until a crazy, dramatic police chase, and it was all because they spotted another online advertisement for escort services. These people, which I'm very not impressed by, I'm very curious to see how long they've been performing this scam. Maybe they've been doing it for a while and they finally got caught. Finally. Anyway, the whole thing began on September 17th at 10 a.m. The victim used Tinder and planned to meet Sonia, but was instead met by Jaquez and Halsey in an Embassy Suites hotel room. Now imagine this dude. He shows up, dick hard, six pack, ready to go. Opens the door. Sonia, oh Sonia, I'm ready for you. And the dude comes out with his pistol and his pistol's out too. So it's like a standoff, you know? In the room, Jaquez pointed a gray pistol at him. Again, this is all according to court documents. Then they drove his car to a bank. At this time, the unknown male continued to have the gun pointed out. We're talking about an actual pistol, not his penis. He had the gun pointed out and provided instructions for the victim, according to the police, to go to the ATM to take out the $900. Now, on top of that, remember, the couple then took the victim's car. Took all the account information, took the cell phone, all that. Took the victim's car, drove to Vegas. They said, we're on a hot street. We're going to Vegas. Why not? Then, back there, on September 25th, they tried to pull him over, but they ditched the car and escaped in the victim's abandoned car. They found the gray pistol. So they leave the car after this chase. They leave the car. They leave the pistol. The pistol is how you're making your money. Let's be real. No one's putting out for money, right? It's not prostitution here. You're robbing people. You leave the gun, the only thing that's really tying you to all this. Anyway, so after days on the run, Phoenix police were finally able to track down the couple, ready? Because they used their real names for hotel bookings. Why? What are you doing? Anyway, so they eventually locate the suspects. And you're thinking, oh, good. They found the suspects, hotel booking in their names, no problem, case closed. Case not closed. So they located the suspects by setting up a meeting with Halsey, who was presenting online as an escort and advertised her services. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And her, and of course, her phone number. Her real phone number. So on September 28th, they identified her outside a La Quinta Inn in Phoenix in a Nissan Rogue that Jacquez was driving. So Jacquez speeds off. Boom! Leads the police on a chase in which he drove on the wrong side of the road. Which I never understood why driving on the wrong side of the road. Isn't that harder to drive that way with cars coming at you? Anyway, the chase spanned multiple cities, according to the police report. During the chase, what happens? The SUV runs out of gas. It's a Nissan Rogue. It's not a good look. They run out of gas. So Jacquez crashes the car into another car and then steals that one. I don't know why you have to crash the car into someone else, but it is what it is. The suspects initially fled east of Phoenix towards the East Valley, driving to Temp, Mesa, and Gilbert. Right? They're speeding going. Boom, 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 boom. Again, what happens? You guessed it. They crash the car again into another vehicle near Happy Jack, Arizona, which, again, was more than 100 miles from where the chase originated. Before the pair were able to escape again, thankfully, the Department of Public Safety helicopter landed and troopers arrested them. In an interview with the police, they admit to everything. Jacquez admits that he grabbed the man out of a car and said with his girlfriend came with him. A police report said that Jacquez stated that he would try to steal another car, but he got arrested. He also identified himself. Oh, yeah, that's me. That's me right there in the Embassy Suites. That's me. See? That's me right there. Jose stated that he knew this will come back to get him, according to police. Now, the girl, Halsey, she was accused of assault, robbery, vehicle theft, kidnapping, and drug offenses. We didn't even talk about the drugs, but it is what it is. Jacquez was accused of assault, robbery, vehicle theft, and kidnapping. Now, that's crazy to me. Think about that. Think about that for a second. You're driving. You're thinking, I'm finally going to get away with this. Shit, we're out of gas? I know what to do. That's a nice car. Smash. Let's take it. And you keep going. You know there's no end in sight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did you... You knew you're gonna get caught eventually. You knew this was going to happen. But again, my question originally is, how many times did they do this scam before someone finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. Because think about it. Like, what dude... I mean, obviously, I would have said something if I had this kind of money. I wouldn't be doing this anyway. But I'm sure there's some men out there who would be like, I'm too ashamed. I'm not going to report this. Some men who are like in a relationship or maybe they're married or whatever the case may be, and they don't want to, they're just going to be like, yeah, I got robbed. Sorry, honey. I got robbed. They got everything. I don't know. They're not going to say this whole escort story, whatever the case may be. Or maybe this is the first time they stole the car. Maybe they've done this thing, the scheme, you know, where they, this catfish scheme, where they meet the guy at the Tinder hotel, off Tinder at the hotel room, rob him, force him to go to the ATM, rob him some more, and then leave his ass with his car and everything, and just like take a taxi somewhere or Uber somewhere. And then you never catch him. I honestly believe, and I'm not encouraging this, I'm just saying, I think that's where they fucked up. They fucked up by stealing the guy's car. Because think about it. They would have gotten away. Completely gotten away. Besides the camera footage at the hotel. But you really don't know who that is. Right? Camera footage. Unless you really zoom in and really focus. And if you're moving fast. And maybe you had a mask on. You know, who knows? Who knows? You know, if you cover this up, you don't know who I am. So maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's where they fucked up. And I'm curious to see if this has happened before. And I truly believe it has. Because these people don't seem like smart people. Like this has to have been going on for a while. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because, guys, we're in a dangerous world. Dangerous world. The days of an online, anonymous sex meetups, in my opinion, are long gone. Long, long gone. In America, for now. For right now, the way things are, people are too desperate. Too much, too high inflation, gas prices, everything is out of control. People are desperate to just make a quick buck. And they don't care, literally don't care who they have to go through to do it, unfortunately. Some people. So why risk it? I'm just saying. Porn is free. You live in Phoenix. I don't know how far that is from Vegas. It doesn't seem that far. They drove to Vegas. You could have went to Vegas, got into a brothel, and been done. Brothels, I think, are still legal in Vegas. So he could have done that. And then it'd been no problem. But you wanted to meet Sonia. Well, that sucks, man. I wonder if you gave your Tinder profile password to Sonia, a.k.a. the couple. Because that would be pretty funny. Like, I don't know how that system works. But, like, are you able to, like... Yeah, I guess you could, like, log into your account and change things. That'd be really funny if, like, they logged in and changed your entire profile and just made you seem like a dumbass. Like, really stupid. Like, he puts... This guy is really dumb. He doesn't know. He just put, like, his whole, like, you know, shows up, dick hard. Like, you know, just, like, a whole bunch of, like, information about him. Just starts, like, ripping into him. It'd be so funny. I don't know. I think that'd be funny. Or, like, just starts posting photos on his own social media of, like, what happened. I don't know. It'd be funny. It is what it is. That's even more reason, guys, to not do this. And more reason to be alert and have something on you for self-defense. If you would have came into that room and actually had your own pistol instead of your dick out, maybe this would have turned out differently. I don't know. Also, a good thing to talk about is maybe meet somebody in a public space. Yeah, you could say the hotel is public. Why not meet me at the hotel lobby? Meet me at the hotel lobby. Meet me at, like, the bar. And then we go to the hotel room after. You know? Let's just be smart about this. If there's something you're going to do. Again, I don't recommend it, but you got to be safe. It is what it is. I understand. Some people, they have urges. Anyway, be safe. Remember this story. Next time you're on Tinder and you get a match, or Grindr, whatever, think to yourself, why does this person want me to go to the Embassy Suites? I'm kidding. Just be cautious, guys. All right, be safe. Love you guys. More to come. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Don't forget, I'm on TikTok too. New shorts every day. I'm trying to put these shorts out every day. I'm talking about the shorts on TikTok. I'm trying to put those out every day. It's not that easy. It seems like it's a lot. It seems like it's easy because, you know, I'm just so awesome. But it's really not that easy. It's a lot of work. Anyway, love you guys as always. Be good. Talk to you soon. Peace.